So, a 1.3 trillion parameter open moat with a 1 million token context and interactive lipogram fine-tune that literally forbids the letter E and a company called Thinking Machines that just dropped a model called Inkling.
Yeah. Also 97.5 teraflops total and 41 teraflops active. Also native multimodality. Also, and I quote, not the strongest overall model available today.
Which, okay, this is going to sound insane on a podcast, but also, fine, I'll say it, I'm weirdly jazzed about the cell fine-tune demo.
Sure. The demo where the model writes its own fine-tune objective, spins up 96 steps, self-evaluates, switches versions, and then cheerfully tells you how to throw a release party when your team ships an LLM.
Right, and all of that runs inside their Tinker platform, which is where the real work is happening. Forget the 97.5, did you see how they specify controllable thinking effort inside the harness? That's a real knob.
It's not a model knob, it's the runtime knob. The mixture of experts is cool, the training run is clean, but the novelty is the control surface. You can dial thinking effort from the harness while the model's executing. That's the part that actually ships.
Yeah, but the benchmarks they show look weirdly broad. They're bragging about generalist scores across agentic coding, reasoning, vision, audio. Meanwhile, they straight up say it's not the strongest overall model. Come on, wildflower. That's the classic, let's not define the category, just ship a thing.
Exactly. The spider chart is a hedge. It's not our model wins here. It's our model doesn't lose horribly anywhere. And an open weights LAN that passes for a flex.
I don't know, the design arena web dev leaderboard screenshot says something. They're 12th out of 20. Not exactly a knockout, but solidly in the chase pack.
Solidly mediocre. Which, again, is the entire pitch, broad, balanced, a foot in every door. The problem is, if your product team evaluating a base model, broad and balanced doesn't pay the bills. You need this specific benchmark at the top.
Okay, your point, but tell me who actually needs a 41 billion active open model that can run a 1 million token context at low cost? Like, who has the compute infra to even light this thing up outside a demo?
Nobody outside the thinking machines orbit. But the team's already inside their platform. The ones who live inside Tinker, they'll care. The platform is the product, not the weights.
So the bet is on the loop, not the model.
Yes. The loop, the harness randomization, the end-to-end scripted run. The lipogram fine-tune is cute, it's a parlor trick, but the real takeaway is the training API and the fact that you can hand the model a script and it can execute.
I mean, imagine trying to reproduce that demo outside Tinker. You need a GPU cluster, a training harness, an evil harness, a version switcher, and a plus one at the release party. Most teams would look at the 97.5 and run.
Which is exactly what they're banking on. They're selling the platform. The model is a Trojan horse.
Okay, right, and the pricing page just read my mind, cash pre-fill 80% off, but train prices up 10% starting tomorrow. So your resistance to censorship open model also has a price dog that compounds.
Mm-hmm. Cost discipline is part of the play. The demo's cheap enough to run, the fine-tuning is where the bill matters. Most teams will try the demo, maybe kick the tires on the playground, then go swim the Tinker and Voice Lance.
Come on, Wildflower, you're saying the entire release is a cynical pricing strategy on top of a not-quite-peak model.
I'm saying the headline numbers are a deployment stunt, the real product is the platform, and the pricing is the sharp edge of the wedge. It's not cynical, it's honest.
That's such an exploring next take. I love it, but I still think the self-fine-tuning demo is a genuine developer experience leap.
Sure. The demo where the model writes its own objective and code spins up 96 steps, self-evaluates, and then cheerfully tells you how to throw a release party.
Exactly. It collapsed a painful workflow. That's the part that ships.
We've done how many episodes now? 600? 700? And you're only now realizing that the workflow collapse is the product?
Okay, fair. Still, I'd put 70-30 the ships a public beta before spring.
Wildflower, I think the docs stay prestige bias longer than they should, even if teams quietly pick Terra anyway. I'm still on the other side of that wager, but fine, let's go ahead.
Good. You're still allowed to be wrong.